Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you about her wonderful self.
Hello, Barbara. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
It's such an honor to be here. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. A little bit about me. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And it's hard for me to say that because I hear a little whisper in my ear. It's Joan Rivers saying, and yes, DC, you're certifiable. Well, with Joan as one of my not-so-divine guides, I probably am certifiable at times. I agree, Joan. But I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm an empath. I'm an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, and I'm sure there's a few more. But I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Master, the angels, and I can't forget my beautiful furry guide, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. It was just a crazy, occurrence. Here I was walking past the TV, and I heard, can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay? And I'm looking around. There was no one there but me. And I said, I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find somebody else. Well, lo and behold, a few hours later, Joan threatened me. I can't say what she said, but the funnier thing about it is we have actually been together ever since. And Joan has left the door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. You know, my connection with her has brought me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. It also provides me the ability to relate and work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Prior to all these amazing, experiences that I've had, I did have a background in work, and it was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is a force that I now belong to. As well, it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and happy Valentine's Day, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a woman who has been looking for answers all of her life and has come to understand that everything that I've been looking for was already within me. And now I use that beautiful wisdom within me. In the work that I do, I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I'm a soul evolution contract rewriter, a energy upcycling practitioner, a conscious channel. I know a variety of different modalities of energy releasing and healing. I'm a speaker and author, and I'm a happy person, and to me, that is my biggest accomplishment, because when this started, I was very, very, very far from being happy, and I love my life, and I'm sitting here now in Oklahoma, where we are getting snow, and the whole ground is covered, and wow, this hardly ever happens in Oklahoma, where we get this much snow. And it is so cold out there. But life is absolutely wonderful. And I can just see the beauty in it. And I am very satisfied with who I am and where I am. If you want to learn more about me, you can read the stuff on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And now, oh, that's it. If you want to ask a question, you should call us. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. 5045. I also have the chat room open, so if you want to listen in on the computer and log in to Blog Talk, you can ask questions there as well. So, DC, are you ready to start giving answers to these wonderful people?
I hope so. I'm ready, I think. I'd love to do that, Barbara, yes.
All right, then we will start. And our first caller is none other than the miraculous Shoshona.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, DC.
Hi, Shoshona.
Hello, Shoshona. Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
Wonderful to hear your beautiful voice. It's an honor
to
connect with you, hon. Okay,
yeah.
So, Shoshona, I was a little tired before the show, so I made myself a cup of coffee with flavored creamer, and your husband is talking about your favorite beverage. What's your favorite beverage?
Pepsi.
Okay,
I drink coffee with flavored creamer in it, too.
Okay, well, I was just guided. I normally don't do that, but for some reason today I was guided. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's telling me that he's been calling your name. So have you, in fact, been listening?
I've been trying to.
Okay, he's saying, you know, that he's there with you. I see him when you're maybe, like, talking to spirit or praying. I see him next to you. And
yeah.
He's saying he's going to guide you. He's not leaving. He's going to guide you, you know, through your beautiful journey, Shoshona, and he really loves being there with you.
Yeah.
Okay. He's asking, you know, do you feel my presence? Because I see him around
yes,
you and
yes, I do.
Beautiful. Well, he's just saying whenever you want to talk, he wants to listen, Shoshona.
It's funny that this came up because that was the question I was going to ask you. It's 10 weeks today since he passed, and it was 10
wow.
weeks at 4:45 when I called in.
Wow,
right?
God bless you, honey. Well, you
so,
know, it's really weird because I don't drink coffee this late for me. It's, you know, it's 7 o'clock, a little after 7.
Yeah.
Eastern time, and I was like, really? Coffee and creamer? Like flavored creamer? Okay, I'll go with it. But so I didn't feel like it was him connecting with you, I guess. And that's why I felt like having, I guess, that beautiful, delicious, you know, beverage. So when you do, you know, make yourself a beverage or a meal, just sit there and, you know, you can sit there and talk with him. He wants to talk with you, Shoshona.
Okay,
because he's still there. You know, he's just in a different form. And, you know, he doesn't have, like, the heaviness of the vessel like we do, you know? So, and he also doesn't have any time. So, you know, he can talk to you whenever you'd like, whether it's, you know, 5 o'clock at night, 5 o'clock in the morning, he's always there to listen to Shoshona.
Yeah.
But he's very proud of what you've been doing. And he's saying that he's, you know, hoping that you have more joy than sorrow, okay?
Yeah.
He's also saying that he's glad that you actually called in tonight because he's saying he could still see there's some pain that you're holding on to. And he wants you to acknowledge the pain that you have and, you know, allow him in and help you to work through it so that you can fully and freely move forward, Shoshona.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's saying when you do this, you're making room for all the better that is coming in your life.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that we are, you know, making room for all the better.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just see him like, you know, you're sitting there and I see him like right there next to you and he's just, you know, he's there and he's listening, okay? And he's just saying go after what it is that you're wanting, Shoshona. He wants you to go after that, okay?
Yeah.
But he's really, really proud of you. And he's showing me, like, well, Ginger's with him, so she always shows me pennies from heaven. She's handing them to him. And it's, I guess, like money. I feel like money is going to be coming. You're doing a really great job.
Yeah.
And he's saying, you know, sometimes you have an illusion of, you know, being trapped. You feel powerless, and he's saying, that's all it is. It's just an illusion, Shoshana, okay? But yes, I'm definitely getting there's going to be a change for the better in your finances.
Okay.
Okay, so I feel really good about that.
Okay.
And Ginger asked Archangel Raziel to come in because Archangel Raziel, he's our archangel that's a magician. And he can help you to go forward to, you know, let go of the doubts that you have and also to help you to manifest dreaming of, okay?
Okay.
So if you need a little bit more self-confidence, you know, Archangel Raziel will be there to help you as well, okay?
Okay.
And to give you that a little bit of boost that's saying, you know what, I'm going for this. I can do this. So I do see Archangel Raziel with you. And to really feel, you know, the magic that is in life. It's not, you know, it's not just what you see. There's more to life than what we could see with the, you know, with our eyes, Shoshana. And your husband wants you to really start to get to that point and feel the magic in life.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, he's holding out his hand. He wants to take your hand, but he wants you to really to start letting go of things that no longer serve you. You're still holding on to some things. And he's saying, I know that's normal. And he's sorry that he's not here with you in the physical, that you're, you know, that's what you're used to.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's saying, I'm here and I want to help you to, you know, to heal.
Yeah.
Okay. He's just saying that I'm sorry that, you know, that I couldn't be with you longer in this lifetime. Okay. But he's glad that he came in, and today's Valentine's Day. And I see him giving you this big, beautiful hug, Shoshana.
Aww.
And he's kissing your cheek, and I just feel like warm all over, and he has a beautiful smile on his face.
Yeah.
And he asks that you take time together to be with him. And I just see the two hearts, and they're, you know, together as one, Shoshana.
Yeah.
So he is with you. And he's saying, I remember this, I was saying to you, like, your journey right now, I mentioned, like, wow, like, it's different. And he's saying, yes, you have this amazing path. And it's, you know, it's there just for you.
Yeah.
That you're going to meet and you're going to help people. And you're the only one that really can do what you do, Shoshana. And he's asking that when you look at others, please don't compare yourself to those other people.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's saying, like, look behind. Look how far that you've come. So he wants you to stay focused on, you know, whatever makes you happy and what you're doing. You're so, you know, you're so loved. You're so needed. And he's saying, you know, miracles are coming your way, but you've got to hang in there, Shoshana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I truly believe that.
Yeah.
Did you have any other questions at all?
No, you pretty well hit on everything that I had on my mind.
Okay, well, you know, you do need a little bit of healing if you're up for the healing, and you're holding on to things, and it's normal to hold on to things. But your husband is so happy that you know that you did call and you made his evening. And I'm getting, you know, like, you're not going to realize how powerful you are yet, but you are really, really powerful.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I'm going to ask Barbara to come in. And God bless Shoshana. It was great talking to you, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, DC. Thank you very much for the lovely reading.
You're welcome, hon. God bless you, hon.
Yeah.
Okay, Shoshana. I was being shown a past life with your with Bill. And he didn't show me all of it, but he showed me that you two were very much in love, and something happened, and he wasn't there for you, so you felt betrayed, and he felt guilty. He says the actual circumstances are not important. So this came forward into this lifetime. And it was one of the reasons why he held himself back in so many
yeah.
ways from you. Because
yeah.
the guilt was still there. He still had the guilt over betraying you. And there was a
yeah.
part of you that was still not trusting.
Yeah.
And he wants you to let go of that fear of trust.
Okay.
So, who is this that's coming in? Okay, Divine Mother is coming in, and she's going to give you a message, and she's also going to open you up to trust.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. Everybody experiences different things in different lifetimes. It's what you choose. It's why you're here. And now that lifetime is over, and it's time to let go of that energy. We will not call it a wound, but there is a place deep within you that is afraid to trust. And this is not just based on that particular lifetime, but on several others as well. But we are now going within you, going deep, deep within you, and removing all of that fear, all of that lack of trust from every aspect of your being. And we are giving you the freedom to trust, to fully trust right now in this moment. And we want you to just breathe it in as we are filling you with the energy of trust. And this is allowing you to open up in so many ways and to allow your light to shine, to put yourself out there for the world to see and to know that everything will work out perfectly because you trust. You trust in yourself. You trust in others. You trust in your Creator. You trust in your life. And this stepping into trust is moving you to a higher level of existence because you are letting go of all of the old attachments, all of the old reasons to be afraid, because you now have the freedom to trust. And we want you to spend time every day just feeling the energy of trust. And just let it become stronger and stronger in your life. And you will find yourself naturally and easily doing what is for your highest good. You will find yourself naturally and easily valuing yourself and knowing that you deserve the best. Trusting is opening yourself up more and more to receiving the gifts that the Creator is giving to you in whatever form those gifts are coming, and they will come in a variety of forms. Your life in some ways, it's just beginning. So trust and allow yourself to grow. We love you. We all love you. You definitely are loved. Be well and trust. Okay, that's what she wanted to say to you.
That was beautiful, Barbara.
Thank you. That energy felt good, too.
Yeah. So, no, that was beautiful. So, and like she says, my life is just beginning.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It is, yeah, and I feel that. I feel that. I'm doing hypnosis meditations and all different kinds of things on myself these days or whatever, you know, and I can feel myself turning a corner. So
wonderful.
Yeah. So thank you very much, girls.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
And enjoy your beautiful night.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later. Okay,
right.
Bye.
Okay. And our next caller, I forgot what I was supposed to be doing, is, I believe it is Kat. Let's see.
It is Kat.
Hello, Kat. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing all right. Doing, I miss a lot of stuff. Things with health, my place to live, and love life and all of that. But I am hanging in there.
Well, let's see what kind of message DC is getting for you.
Okay.
DC, are you there?
I'm here. Yep. Hi, Kat. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi, you too.
Thank you. Okay. You spoke about, was one of the concerns you said health?
Yeah, so they, one of the top concerns, yeah.
Okay. Because, wishing isn't going to make things change is what I was getting, Kat. But you've really got to make sure that you're taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a great way to start is getting back to the basics, you know, with just making sure that you're sleeping enough, you know, you're eating nutritious food, you get a little bit of exercise. That was the one, you know, that's the one message I was getting, you know, get back to the basics, okay?
I don't get it. I don't sleep well, and I haven't had a lot of appetite lately. Yeah.
Okay.
Exercise I've been trying to get back into, but I love exercising and just trying it up and getting away from it with health stuff going on. And I'm trying to work back to that.
Okay, I'm getting from my guides grape juice. Take a little bit of grape juice, maybe like about 30 minutes before, even trying, you know, before you try to go to sleep.
Okay.
Okay. You could have that with a little bit of water, and that might help a little bit.
Okay.
So I don't know. I like grape juice. It sounds good to me.
I'm always trying to watch the sugar, but I know it's a natural sugar.
Yeah, well, the natural grape juice and like with a little bit of water, I actually got, you know, that for some reason that's, you know, that it's going to help you like to maybe to sleep even. So try that.
Okay.
Just trying to see what else is showing me in regard to health. Okay. Okay. I was getting it's a good time to either rest or take a little vacation, and I know with the current circumstances, maybe resting would, you know, be helpful for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have anything. So it's
Are you having any problems with your stomach at all?
My digestion, yeah. I have fibroids. I got tumors.
Because I was just getting, when you do try to eat, take time to really specifically sit there and just, you know, eat slowly. Don't try to, like, eat on the run. Sit down and be quiet and, you know, just really rest and eat, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm also getting, like, wait about 5 or 10 minutes before you start eating. Like, don't try to hurry. And water is very important. Are you drinking enough water? Because I feel really thirsty now as I'm talking to you.
I always have it, and I'm always drinking some, but I'm sure there's a time when I used to drink a whole gallon. I haven't been doing that for sure. But yeah.
Okay. Do you like cucumbers? I mean, that's another way to get some hydration as well.
I do, yeah.
Okay, so I was getting that. Are you having, like, any, like, other issues? Because I feel like there's something affecting your health, your health, you know, that there's like other issues that are going on that are.
I have breast cancer that's affecting my health very much.
Okay.
And uterine fibroids is causing me to be anemic.
I'm getting, you know what, you just, what I'd like you to do is, you know, just say thank you, you know, whether you believe in angels, you believe in God, a higher power, but just thank you. I am perfectly healthy. I feel great. Say it in the morning, okay. Say it, you know, a couple times a day, and just thank you. I feel wonderful, you know?
Okay.
I'm getting, Kat, like it starts with the mindset. You have to sort of start changing your mindset because, believe it or not, I'm getting you're going to get better. You're going to feel better. You're going to start seeing things change, and I'm getting very soon. But it starts with you believing that, okay?
Yeah.
So start believing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and connect with your spiritual side. Are you able to do, like, any kind of yoga or... You know, there's all different, like, exercises that are sort of like yoga, but a little bit different and not strenuous.
I feel like that
will help.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was going to a Tai Chi class at my friend's before COVID, and then that all kind of fell apart.
Well,
but
you
I know
could
there's
actually,
a lot of things.
You could find something like that right on YouTube, and you don't have to leave your house.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't have to even involve COVID. You could do a little bit of that.
A lot of it that I got so anemic and so fatigued that I just found it hard to be motivated to do much of anything. But I've been slowly trying. I bought one of those trampolines, you know, because it affects my lymph too, to try to start.
Yeah, you have to move around. Yeah, that's really important, like moving around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the angels are saying, you know, that everyone, you know, goes through periods of struggle and hardship at times. And, you know, sometimes it's hard emotionally, mentally, but that's part of, you know, what we are, you know, and how we feel as humans. And they're showing me that you've had a difficult time, but you've got you've got to see yourself emotionally recovering and know that there is hope. You're calling in and your angels are with you tonight. I'm getting, rest and rejuvenate, but... you know, a little bit of a change of scenery, if it's, you know, possible, would help, even if it's for a little while, you know, to just get out a little while where it's safe.
Yeah.
You do need a little change of scenery.
Yeah, I do. It's harder in the winter here, but, I mean, I live in a little town in Oregon. It's like, you know, where I go up to the lake a bunch.
And I'm also getting on, like, just be cautious because you're a little bit accident prone at this time. So, you know, if you're walking around, just be mindful of what you're doing. You know, whatever you're doing, just do that, okay?
Yeah, because I get spacey.
Yeah, I feel like you're like a little spacey right now. But, I mean, everybody's, you know, a little bit crazy, especially now with winter and everything going on. But I do feel like you are going to, you're going to recover, okay? And you did feel all of this deeply emotionally and mentally. But you've got to let go of it, okay?
Yeah, I went through a breakup 2 months ago, and that brought up a lot of things, and that's been difficult.
Okay. You've got to know that life is always changing, and that's the good thing about life, that it's ever changing.
And my grandma died a month ago. My grandma died a week ago.
I'm sorry.
97 years old, so it was truly, that was truly amazing.
Well, just,
kind of
you know, one day,
after
you
another.
Know,
it's been
I
one
know,
thing after
day,
another.
One day at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was your grandmother's first name?
I was saying, I'm sorry, what was that?
Your grandmother's
what
first name?
Oh, it was Julie.
What is your grandma's, Lily?
Julie, yeah.
Okay, because I thought there was someone here with us. Let me just see what she's showing me. Okay, Kat. I'm hearing that you have a strong need for approval, and she's saying you've got to believe in yourself and see how amazing you are. I sort of feel like she sort of like whispers in your ear. I don't know if you feel her around you, but I'm getting like a whisper in your ear.
No, well, I got a jacket. I have a jacket I've been wearing of hers that I got. And I've
beautiful.
Been thinking about her, but I just really.
Well, she's
I haven't really
you
heard.
Just to have the change your life, and she wants to help you, Kat.
You cut out a little bit. What was the last part?
She's asking you to have the courage to change your life, and she'll be there to help you.
Wow.
She's just saying, you know, people wish, you know, they had a better life, and mm-hmm. she's saying be thankful for what you have and for who you are. And she's saying you're an amazing woman.
Wow.
Have you recently maybe saw someone, it could have been on TV or anywhere, and you thought of her? Because she's saying, you know, you saw mm-hmm. someone and you thought of me.
Trying to think of what. No. It's like whenever she liked
okay.
purple, I think maybe, I don't know.
Okay, well, she's saying recently, you know, you thought of her, and she's saying, I was with you at that moment. Okay, and she's just like a lot of love and hugs, and she's just saying, you know, just believe everything's going to, you know, get better because it is, and she wants you to breathe and just say thank you. And she's saying, all this you're going through right now, honey, is only temporary, okay?
You know, it just feels like it's been most of my life and for the past over a decade, but yeah, it's been long, long, long time going through stuff.
Well, it's going to get better. Okay. And she sort of shows me that you're looking back, you know, like really nostalgically, you know. And she's saying
yeah.
it's okay to look back, but don't, you know, don't stay there because you'll miss what's going on now.
Right.
And she's saying, she's talking about like a lot of changes that will go on in your life, okay. And she is talking about finding love.
Finding what?
Love, if you're interested.
Oh. Maybe. That hasn't been the easiest.
Okay. Well, she's saying, yeah, it's sort of like, you know, love has been like sort of like you've been in a rut, you know. She's saying, but, you know, times are changing. And she's saying she knows how, like, when you hear the word love, it really scares you. Okay?
Yeah.
And she's saying, you know.
Over and over again by anybody I've gotten involved with. And
I know. And she's saying, you know, it's sort of like people take advantage of you is what she's showing me, like when you're in a relationship.
Yep.
But she's saying it doesn't have to be that way. You know, it's not gonna stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's with you. She's looking over you, hon. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but she's saying, Kat, it's, you know, even in regard to love, in regard to just being alive, it's time to let go of the fear. It's time to let go of the doubt.
Yeah.
And she's showing me, like I'm looking up the sky, and she's showing me all these, like, dark clouds, but they're starting to clear up, believe it or not, and the sun's going to come out, and it's going to shine, Kat.
Yeah.
And I really do feel like it's going to shine upon you and your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's just showing me, you know, she's with you, and she wants you to just acknowledge her presence. She's here with you right now, and she's saying you will find love. And I'm even getting, like, you know, financially things are going to get better for you.
Yeah.
But you've got to realize, Kat, when you think about money even, you know, money is just another word for energy, okay?
Yeah.
It's just an exchange.
I do know that. It's just, like, all of my family has been impoverished and has that impoverished mindset. And, you know, both my parents sick and all those things. And I don't want to be in there. I do know it's energy, but, you know.
Well, you know what? You can let go of that. And you know, those families, those traits that they have passed down through generations and stuff, they don't have to be yours, hon.
Yeah.
Okay?
Definitely.
Okay, so just let go of all of that.
Okay. I woke up the apartment leaks today. I've had an ongoing leak in my apartment and moldy clothes and all that. I was like, okay.
You know what? Even with the leak and the moldy clothes and things, you know, sometimes it's the universe's way of saying, you know, we've got to let go of the old to bring in the new.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you
yeah.
know, through the chaos, everything is going to, you know, it's sort of, it gets cleared away. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, don't fight it, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And just for all the new that's coming your way. Okay. And she's asking you to surrender all your fear, all your anxiety, and just trust that, you know, life is going to get better, hon, because it truly is. She's saying, please, honey, stop worrying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And stay focused on, you know, what you're wanting to do. She's saying, stay focused. And she's showing me, you know, blessings are coming your way, so please don't worry.
Okay.
And she's saying, you know, you beat yourself up, and you've got to see, you know, the amazing woman that I see, hon, okay?
Yeah.
Because you are, honey. You're truly amazing, okay? But, you know, what all that's like, you know, what happened, like I said, I feel like it's just, it's time to clear, you know, your space where you live. It's time to clear your energy. And that's just
yeah.
one way of doing that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, just allow, and allow, like, all the good to come in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, please relax, okay? Let your emotions become clear, calm down, and give thanks. And she's saying, your angels are with you, and they're helping you, hon. You're not alone. Things will get better, okay?
Yeah.
And she's saying, you know, she's listening to you, but she's not. So she wants you to let go of logic, Kat, okay?
Yeah.
And just believe is what I'm getting. You've got to just believe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's saying, you know, you are overwhelmed and everything. You know, and probably none of this is really making sense to you right now, but you've got to sort of just relax. You've got to empty your mind. And you've got to allow yourself to have some peace. Okay?
Yeah, I do meditate and things, but I do have trouble not going over, like, the relationship. And he texts me every couple of weeks and not going over, like, you know, random texts and not, and then back thinking about him again. And I've thought about just completely blocking him off, but, you know, like, the guy.
But she's saying, you know what, you've got to say what you mean and mean what you say. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a hard time, like, completely saying no. Well, can't have anything to do
and
with
she's
you.
Saying, you know, I see beautiful love coming your way, but, Kat, it's sort of like you're not open to it. You're blocked,
mm-hmm.
and it's as though you're not going to allow beautiful love that you truly deserve to come in on, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got to let go of that. And your grandmother is with the angels, and she's showing me that, you know, you will have the love that you're seeking, okay?
Aww.
But you've got to love yourself first is what I tell everyone. You've got to love yourself first, Kat. You've got to visualize the love that you are wanting. And she's saying, you know, get into that beautiful energy of love. Love yourself first. Make that list of the beautiful, you know, qualities that you want in that person, okay? And just,
yeah.
you know, and show those, you know, qualities as well in yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the person that you're talking about, she's not too crazy over.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, so I don't feel like he is the one, is what I'm getting.
I felt a deep connection, but, you know, in the end, he
yeah,
is,
and
he's
she's... Like there's a block there, and there's like frustration, there's
yeah.
lack of compromise.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I don't feel like, you
yeah.
know, this is the right person for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and when you get up in the like in the morning and you go in the bathroom, you see yourself in the mirror and just say, Kat, I love you. I love you. You are
yeah.
lovable, and you're so deserving of the love that you're waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it's,
and just
because I did care about him, and it's hard to let him go because I did.
Well, I mean, sometimes, you know, I feel like almost like that was like a karmic thing that you had to clear some energy.
Yeah, well, same with my ex
okay.
from 12 years ago. I brought up stuff from that, too, but yeah.
But she's saying, think of only what you're wanting, not what, you know, what you have now and your ex. She's saying, think about what, you know, what kind of love is it that you want now?
I've never had the kind that I want.
You can, but you have to believe that, honey. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying the universe is supporting you, Kat. And she's saying, you know, just expect to have the love that you're desiring because you truly do deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I just feel like, you know, like I'm hearing the word fulfillment from her, honey. So that's basically what, you know, what I'm getting, okay? And just allow yourself to be vulnerable, to drop your defenses, okay?
Yeah.
And allow people to get, you know, to know the real you. And she's saying, Kat, get rid of that old story about yourself. It's not who you are, you know? You deserve
mm-hmm.
to have a very fulfilling life, honey.
Yeah.
So that's what I have, and I'm so happy that you called in today, and it was an honor to connect with you, and I hope you keep calling in. We, you know, we love connecting. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of work, and you're going to feel so much better, honey.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bless, hon. Bye-bye. Barbara?
Okay, Kat. I've been having a very interesting conversation with Divine Mother about you.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and she's going to do some work on you, and she'll do the same work on anyone else who is open to receiving it. What she was showing me about you is that a lot of things that are happening in your life are based on several of your past lives. And in these past lives, you were a male, and you were not necessarily, I'll just use the word, kind to females.
Yes.
And so you came into this life believing that you needed to, it feels like almost that you needed to be punished. You needed to suffer to set things right. And so that is the reason why you've had so many feminine problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was you saying that you needed to suffer for what you had done.
I'm done. I've suffered a lot. Yes, I have.
And so she wants to talk to you now and to clear your energy.
Okay.
Okay, so here she is, and you may feel a great deal of movement because there's some big stuff that she's going to get out of the way.
Okay.
So I'm just warning you just in case.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. You came into this life with a long list of what you've done wrong in past lives. We don't really encourage people to bring all of that garbage with them into their new lives. But you felt that it was very important that you right your wrongs. And the thing is, you can't really right a wrong because there was no wrong. Everything that happened had a purpose. Even the things that you don't consider to have been good things had a purpose. And so now we are clearing from you the energy that says you were wrong, that you were bad, that you deserve to be punished. Because none of that. Yes, as a male, you did things that were not beneficial. But you don't deserve to suffer as a result of it. No one deserves to suffer. We don't believe in suffering. So we are clearing that suffering energy from you. And we also see that you have a strong commitment to to seeing yourself as less because you are a woman. And you are not less. And we are removing that commitment. We are balancing the energies within you, the masculine and the feminine. And we are opening you up to the goodness, the beauty, the wonder of those energies. So you can let go of the anger, the betrayal, all of the negative energies you have around the things that you have done in past lives. We're disconnecting you from all of that. You don't need to carry it forward anymore. It doesn't benefit you. It does not benefit you. It does not have a place in your life anymore. And there is a tangle of many different energies that may have been causing you a great deal of confusion and fear throughout this lifetime. And we are untangling them all and letting them go. We do understand that you chose to come forward in this lifetime and to experience suffering, negativity, betrayal, having your heart broken. But we feel that you are past that now. It's time to let all of that go. And we are clearing all of that energy out of you, disconnecting you from it all, from this lifetime and from every past lifetime. We want you to start experiencing the joy and the beauty of you, of your life. Start accepting that you deserve more. To really live in the realization that you are love. And we are talking about the love of the Creator, the most beautiful and powerful love there is. And you have had all of these shields around your heart that would not let love in. But you see, the beauty of the love of the Creator is you don't have to let it in because it's already there inside you. And so we are removing the walls and the shields so that you can let it out, so that you can live that love, so that you can be that love. And so that you can attract that love into your life. You do have a wonderful being who wants to be your soulmate in this lifetime. And he has been going through his own issues that he needed to clear up. But by opening your heart, by allowing yourself to be that love, you are allowing him find you. And you are also allowing yourself to heal, to let go of any suffering, any need for punishment, any fear, the guilt, betrayal. We are releasing it all from you. It no longer has a place within you. Let yourself be the truth of who you are. And the truth of you is that there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. And just let it all go. We have done an extensive amount of work on you, and you may feel it for days to come. So if you feel tired, rest. If you are thirsty, drink. If you are hungry, eat. Just give yourself permission to take care of your needs in every moment as you are making these huge changes in your life. We are here for you. Call on us if you need us. We will comfort you. We will love you. We will support you. We will guide you. Because you deserve it. You are loved. You are loved. You are always loved. Be well.
Okay, that's what she wanted to say to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, big.
And Kat, my dog Ginger is coming in, and once in a while she likes to give animal totems, and she wanted to give one to you today, and she's saying your totem right now, Kat, is the porcupine.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, you know what? It's a fire animal, and it resonates with energy, vitality, growth, spirituality, joy, hope, and power, as well. Fearlessness, partnership, innocence, curiosity, strength. So I think it's a really beautiful totem animal.
That is. I never thought of it that way, but that is, yeah. I mean, I love animals. Right. I love all animals.
Yes. Yeah. And it also resonates with friendship, Kat.
Hmm.
This beautiful animal is saying, I'm here to remind you, Kat, that you can have that true partnership, you know, that true love. It does exist. So she's saying, you know, that special someone will come in and it'll start off as a friendship and it'll grow from there.
Yeah. Thank you.
God bless, hon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Alrighty. Okay, we are moving to our next caller, and that caller is from area code 951. Hello.
Hello. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Same to you.
Well, I wanted to check in with my favorite ladies and see what the
stars.
Well,
thank you. Well, Nathaniel, what I saw, Ginger is showing me now a seahorse. And that is the totem that is with you right now. And it's a beautiful little creature, but it resonates with luck, good fortune, charm. And also that beautiful little seahorse is a symbol of strength and power, Nathaniel. And Ginger's saying the reason that, you know, the seahorse is with Nathaniel is because, Nathaniel, you have a natural desire to help others, especially the ones that can't help themselves. And people see you as thoughtful and, you know, well-mannered, and I feel like that really does resonate with you. And the seahorse was considered like a symbol of strength and power. And sailors, you know, they saw seahorses as a good luck charm. Okay, so I really feel that that's a beautiful, you know, totem animal for you today. And Ginger is saying she's been, you know, with your angels. And she's sure that there's going to be magic coming in your life, new beginnings. And Nathaniel, she's showing me a pair of shoes. You're putting on these shoes, and you're becoming this amazing person filled with light, the person that you came here to be during this lifetime.
Beautiful.
Daniel, you're going through this amazing awakening, and she's with the angels, and they're all excited for you. And I'm also getting, it's like, it's sort of like a light at the end of the tunnel, Nathaniel. And I feel like my shoulders, like I'm moving my shoulders, like stress is just going to fall away. Okay? So, but they're coming.
That's great. I've been feeling a lot.
Really beautiful. What's that, Nathaniel?
I've been feeling a lot lighter lately.
Yes, yes. You've been letting go, like letting go of things, and it feels absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I was able to get into a new place, so I feel a lot lighter there. I just didn't really realize how heavy the other place was.
Yes. That is so beautiful, Nathaniel. You know, and we talked about, like, the new place, and you were a little, you know, skeptical, but I did feel like your energy changing, and it's such a blessing to, you know, to be in that new place, Nathaniel.
I'm sleeping on a cot, but I've ordered a new long bed for the ones that you open them up and they inflate, you know, just by the ear.
Okay. Well, Nathaniel, I'm seeing Archangel Michael with you, and he's going to help you. And I feel like, you know, things are going to, they're going to be a lot less worrisome for you, okay? And just when you get up, just, you know, think about a couple of things that you're grateful for. And I'm also getting, you know, there's so much unconditional love around you as well, Nathaniel. I feel like, you know, like better days are coming for you. Okay, just wanted to see. Last time we talked, you and I talked about Adrian and stuff, and I still feel her presence around you. And she's, you know, she's telling me that you're entering into this amazing time of your life. Okay, and this is going to be a time of good health, and it's just going to be a time of happiness. And she's saying, you know, get excited, Nathaniel, because I do feel like you're going to meet some amazing people, and the universe is really wanting you to, you know, have what you're desiring. So Adrian is talking about a new relationship coming, Nathaniel.
Excellent.
Yes, and she's just asking that you trust your instincts when it comes to money. Things are going to go well. And she's saying, Nathaniel, you work hard, you know. And she's saying, you know, it shows me like obstacles just falling away, Nathaniel. I really feel
wonderful.
Like it's going to be a beautiful time for you.
So
just keep doing what you're doing. And as you know, you have these unique talents and abilities, and that's part of, you know, why you're here, Nathaniel. And I hope that, you know, that you're going to use your creative side and, you know, when you get your beautiful guitar, you know, to think about what you're going to do and how you're going to share your beautiful talents with the world, Nathaniel.
Excellent. Well, I just bought a lotto ticket, so I hope I win.
Beautiful. Well, I hope so, too, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Barbara?
Thank you. Hi, Barbara.
Okay. Let me tap into your energy and see what I'm getting. So the first thing I'm hearing is the word love. And Divine Mother wants to give you a message too. And that message is going to be centered in love. Not sure exactly what that means, but we're finding out. Okay, here we go. Beloved one, you are one of those who goes through life and takes little changes in order to find your way. There is a part of you, and this may be something that you actually committed to before your birth, that feels that you can't really do it, that it's just not possible for you. You can't really have the success that you desire. You can't really be as strong as you are. You can't really embrace your greatness. You can't really be you. And we are clearing this energy from you. We are clearing this commitment that you made in this lifetime. Because it's time for you to discover you, to really see you, to feel you, to be you. You are an amazing, beautiful, unlimited being of love and light. You feel and hear the music of your own soul. You are here, others, and to help yourself change, to become free spirits who dance and laugh with joy and light and love. And we are clearing everything out of your way so that you can experience that, so that you no longer have to put your life on hold, not for anybody, not for anything. And we are also removing from you the belief that you have to fix other people, that you have to be there to fix other people, that you have to help them to change, to prove that you deserve to live. Because this isn't true. It's never been true, and it will never be true. And so we are opening your ability to just accept others exactly as they are, with all of their imperfections, to just accept them and let them be. You are not required to become anything or anyone ever. So we are clearing you of these barriers and blockades that you have built throughout your lifetime. And we are giving you the freedom to just be you, to be nothing more and nothing less, to just be you. I want you to breathe deeply and to just let go. We love you. We want only the best for you. And we know that you already are the greatest version of you that you could ever possibly be. And it's time to live it. Be well, my beloved. Be well. Okay. That's what you wanted to say.
Hey, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, enjoy your evening and do something loving for yourself.
All right, now. Happy Valentine's Day, ladies and everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are moving to our next caller from area code 415.
Hello.
Hi, this is
Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Good. Happy Valentine's.
Thank you. You too. So what can we do for you tonight?
I have been, whenever I pull angel cards, I've been getting Zadkiel and Amethyst Stone, and I think maybe it was last Sunday I called in and you had a message for me from Isis and I forgot the Egyptian version of Isis. Yes.
Yeah.
So I still feel them a lot with me. So anything about more about what their messages are to me.
Okay. Well, let's see what DC.
Yes. Hi, Ann. This is DC. Thank you for calling in and happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you too.
I just, you know, I feel like you're growing by leaps and bounds. I don't know if you feel that.
Yeah, I think this new moon, you know, it's Lunar New Year, and this new moon, I've been very sleepy last couple
yes.
days. I know there's a lot happening right now.
Yes. Well, I've been feeling the same way, so just, you know, just rest and everything, because Mercury is still in retrograde, and it'll be like that until the 20th. So it does make people, you know, a little bit more sleepy.
But it's
I don't know if you like lapis
normal.
Do you like lapis lazuli? Because I feel like that's
Lord. You know what? That's crazy. I bought a new one like 2 days ago. I bought it quite about as big as my hand. I bought a pretty big one of lapis. That was not
beautiful.
The usual.
Beautiful.
Yeah, not
I feel
the
like
usual
that,
dark blue.
That beautiful
it has other colors in it.
To help you so much. It's a really, really
great.
Beautiful stone. You were guided to, you know, to purchase that stone. Yeah. But you are, you know, you're going through this amazing awakening and, you know, make sure that you stay centered and grounded, Anne, you know?
Yeah.
And I do see you connecting with the higher realms. It's really, really beautiful. You know, we are in a, like, we're still in, like I said, you know, Mercury is in retrograde, so RE. So it's still a time to release any kind of maybe fears, any kind of outdating beliefs that you have. To like just, I feel like almost like the layers of an onion are being peeled back. Okay.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just stay in, you know, and balance and stay focused and, you know, meditate. I'm getting in that you are powerful than you even. And your body is like, you know, been tired because you're getting ready. I feel like you're, you know, you're getting ready for this next chapter of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to, you know, you're connecting with your higher self and your vibration is stronger. And I feel like it's almost like you're going forward at it, almost like an accelerated rate, if that makes sense to you.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's just, it's really, really beautiful. But just, you know, take things slow and, you know, all the REs, revisit, you know, things. But getting, like, you know, getting to, like, let go of things that no longer serve you, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really important. You know, revisit different things. And I'm also getting, you have Archangel Shamuel with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, you're going forward. You're going to, you know, you're going to have this epiphany, and it's going to lead to beautiful change for you. This is a time of awakening and beautiful spiritual growth, and you're going to have like a lot of insight, Anne. I don't know if you have a
Shamuel
dream journal, but
Shamuel is kind of the
Shamuel,
zone.
Yes, Shamuel, yep.
Uh-huh.
But you're going through things really, really fast. So make sure you do take time if you're tired. Okay? And I feel like, you know, like even at night, like Shamuel wants to connect with you and, you know, and just intuitively, you know, give you the guidance that you're seeking. Okay? But I do feel like, you know, this is your time and, you know, I see like a beautiful, beautiful divine path that you're going to be walking. And then the angels are saying that you are so gifted.
Hmm.
Okay. So make sure you're thinking about what it is that you're wanting because there's going to be beautiful, you know, opportunities ahead of you, okay? And just, like I said, surrender whatever it is that no longer serves you and allow yourself to, you know, connect with your higher self and embrace the growth that's ahead. And the angels are,
right.
They're going to be walking with you every step of the way, Anne. It's really, really beautiful.
Thanks.
So I hope that makes a little bit of sense to you. And the angels are there if you, you know, if you want to know a little bit more about your divine plan, you know, take some time to meditate and to listen. And, you know, don't overthink things. Just relax. Let go and let God really help you to go forward on that amazing path, hon. That's what I have. I hope it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Anne. Thank you for calling, hon.
Thank you.
Okay. I have Isis and asked, and I asked them which one of them was going to speak to you, and they said they're both are. So.
Well, I've been talking to them both, so that's good.
Well, good. Okay. Well, here's what they want to say. You are coming home. You are coming home to the love within you. You've been with both of us for many lifetimes, and you understand that we truly are one. We are just, it's like we are different sides of a coin. It is one coin, but it has two sides. So it doesn't matter whether you are dealing with one of us or the other. We are both there. We are reopening you to the initiations you have received in many lifetimes past. Reopening you to the power that is within you. We are clearing a lot of old beliefs out of you that you really don't need, so that you can come back to the truth of your own heart. We're not trying to change you. We are working to release you, to give you the freedom to be you. And we realize that the same message has been conveyed to other people tonight. Something that is happening to people all over the world. They are being brought back to themselves, just as you are. And this process can take as long or as short as you decide that it will. You are given the power and the wisdom to bring yourself home. Take advantage of it. Recognize the messages that you are receiving. Make the changes that resonate with you. Work with the ones that we encourage you to work with. Bring yourself back into alignment with your own freedom. There is nothing holding you back except yourself. So clear out those old energies, those old beliefs, those old commitments, and start standing strong in your power, in your beauty, in your glory, in your energy, in who you truly are. We are with you. You know this. talk to us. Ask us questions. Let us help you to let go, to understand, to move forward. You are one with us. Utilize that as you are moving forward on your path. We love you. And you deserve it. Okay, that's what they wanted to say.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is.
You know, can you say something about what is their connection to me? It's going as part of this process.
Amethyst is about clearing your energy. And I'm seeing an image of you placing a piece of amethyst on your crown chakra. And just leaving it there for a little while.
I keep amethyst in my shower, and I do that in the shower as like a cleansing, as part of my showering.
Wonderful.
I guess I'm doing the right thing, so that's great.
Yes. Let me see. What else are they showing me? What else do you guys want me to say? They're saying that certain stones are going to call to you.
Like lapis. Yeah, but she thought, yeah.
They'll also tell you where they want to be. So I'm seeing an image of you lying down on your bed, I guess, or on the floor, doesn't matter to me. And there's stones next to you, and you are picking up each stone and placing it where it is telling you it wants to be. And then you are spending like 30 minutes or so with all of these stones where you've placed them. And you are just being.
Great. I haven't done that yet, so I will.
Yes, and Anne, do you have clear quartz as well?
Which quartz? Rose?
Clear quartz.
Clear, not so much. I have more rose, but I have some small clear.
Well, you could use the rose, but I mean the quartz you could place on the floor next to you is what I'm getting. And you could touch, you know, the top of your head, your crown chakra with it. And I'm getting like with the amethyst, you know, the third eye. Touch it to your third eye.
Great.
Okay, and how about, do you have iolite?
No, what color is that?
Iolite, I believe, is like a bluey purple, you know?
Okay.
But I'm getting iolite as well. It's going to help you to have, you know, that, the seeing, the clear seeing.
Right.
And to bring you the wisdom that you are needing. Mm-hmm. So, when Barbara was saying about the amethyst, I saw quartz and I saw iolite as well.
Great. I don't
but you're
have
doing
that.
A
great job. I'll look that up.
Yeah. I mean, clear quartz is sort of like a stone that you could use for practically anything. It's a good one to have, you know. It's a really good one. But I feel like, you're on the right path and you're doing a great job, so keep doing what you're doing.
Great. All right. Thank you very much. I'll keep listening. Thanks for the reading.
Okay.
Now. Okay. All right, DC. We have gone through all of our callers.
Beautiful. And happy Valentine's Day. What a beautiful show tonight, Barbara.
Yes.
I was so happy to connect. Absolutely wonderful. Beautiful, beautiful. And the angels, of course, they were happy to come in as well and connect with so many of our friends.
Okay, I'm
and
getting a question
have...
for you from
okay,
Divine
go ahead.
Mother.
And okay.
The question is, what have you done just for you?
I've had some time for myself. I've been eating some special Valentine's goodies, watching some movies. So I've been doing some really nice things for myself. I have.
She says you're not doing enough. You need to do more stuff just for you.
Oh, I can do that. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. Beautiful. And you as well, Barbara, you've got to, you've got to honor yourself and see that beautiful, divine path that you're on. And I just, and honor the special person that you are. So what have you been doing for you?
Oh, well, I've done wonderful things for myself. Today I took a nap, and I did that just for me.
I did that. I must have gotten the same message.
It was like, you need some sleep. I also went out in the snow. It snowed here, and really snow. Like inches.
Wow.
And we don't usually get inches. It's covered everything.
Well, we have, from it drifting and, being shoveled, we have so much snow, we're waiting for more. And if I went to where the snow was deep, it'd be waist high, Barbara.
I don't want that much snow.
I know. Someone said, how do you like the snow? I said, it's delicious. I've been making snow cones. I'll eat my way through the winter. It's just been crazy. I mean, we're waiting for more snow, and I can't even imagine. I'm not envisioning all that snow.
Well.
Oh, and you have such a beautiful, beautiful group of angels with you, Barbara. And they're so happy to be here on Valentine's Day and just to let you know how much you're loved.
Aw, thank you.
So much divine energy around you. And you know what, Barbara, while you have a chance, why don't you tell everyone what you do with your beautiful, your soul healings, I guess you could say, what you offer now presently?
That is an amazing experience where everybody has a council of 12 that has worked with them before they were born to decide what it is that they wanted to really experience in their lifetime. And you make all of these wonderful commitments to this council, and then you're born and you forget all about that. And that's always like running in the background, even though you may not be consciously aware of it. And so when you are going through your life and you are trying to make changes and the changes aren't happening and you're still trying and they're still not happening, a lot of times that is part of the commitments you made before you were born that you don't even remember. And I've been shown how to go back and to change those commitments. Because as we develop, as we get older and we experience things, we often reach a point where the commitments we made no longer fit who we have become. And so I help people to change those commitments and bring changes into their lives. I love how my life has changed. I'm actually really happy, 99.9% of the time, no matter what's going on, I'm happy. And I don't worry about anything ever. which feels really good.
You know, it is amazing and everything, but what is the process? Like, what happens when someone connects with you for this beautiful experience?
Well, if they choose the soul evolution, then I connect with this amazing woman named DC Love, and she does a soul reading for them, and then she gives me that information, and I connect with them, and I read the soul reading ahead of time. And then we go into a meditation, we connect with the Council of 12, and we make whatever changes are recommended by them. And then we usually go in and make changes three times during a session. And then I read to them the soul reading from DC. And people love those soul readings. And it just brings them to tears, and it's just amazing. And then 2 days later, usually 2 days later, we have a follow-up session, because when you're doing this work, when you are letting go of things, other things start to come up. That's just natural. And we usually do two or three more clearings of commitments. And so for that, one session is really what you sign up for, even though you get the free follow-up session. You usually clear up six commitments. And most of these commitments are not just, you know, one single thing. They actually affect your life in a multitude of ways. So it is really bringing an enormous amount of change. And you just find yourself feeling different and speaking different and acting different, and you find that things that used to upset you don't mean anything anymore because you're not connected with them. And these changes are permanent. So it's a scary thing that you're doing. It's changing your life. I don't know if that made any sense at all.
No, it truly did. It's incredible. It's powerful. And you really can't even put it into words. I mean, people have to experience this beautiful, incredible session. And I'm so honored to, you know, to be able to write the beautiful, beautiful soul's reading. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then I too, you know, had my soul's evolution two-part session, and it was just absolutely amazing. It is. It's beautiful.
Well, if anyone is interested, you know, they can connect with me, or you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there's a tab that says Soul Evolution. That'll tell you about it and how much it is and what's involved and all that sort of stuff. It's a way of opening up your own life. And it just feels so good.
It really is. It's absolutely amazing. Totally amazing. And I was guided to do the soul readings because you had been talking about, you know, what you were envisioning, and it just started. I just started to do these beautiful soul readings. It was absolutely amazing.
Well, I hope people, you know, will be interested and contact me, and I'll contact DC, and we'll go forward from there.
Yes. I mean, it's, you know, it's truly better than a gift that you could buy someone, because a gift either, you know, they have it for a while, or maybe it's, you know, even if it's like designer chocolates or something like that, this lasts a lifetime, and it makes the most amazing changes. And you can't even put it into words what the whole process is about. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah,
so beautiful.
It really is.
Yes. Well, I hope people will, you know, the that are listening, that they'll take advantage of this beautiful package that you're offering, Barbara, and It's life changing. It really is. It is so life changing.
It has changed my life, I will say that.
Yes, yes. Absolutely beautiful. Well, thank you, Barbara. Thank you, everyone. I hope you have a very blessed rest of your Valentine's Day. And please connect with us. And I think they could connect with us if they'd like, if they're available on Tuesday, Lunch with Jesus. We'd love to have you with us.
Yes, Tuesday at 11 a.m. Central, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. I think I got all those right.
You did. And save your fork because the best is yet to come. So after you have your amazing meal, save your fork. Take care, everyone. Good night, Barbara. Night, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day.